House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told Legion members that Congress has taken several steps in recent years to improve the lives of military veterans. Those steps include more health care at VA medical centers and an updated GI Bill to fund college tuition. The California Democrat says with the combat mission in Iraq at an end, more Iraq veterans will be coming home. She promises a smooth transition for them.
Regardless of what you may have thought about going into the war, we separate the war and the warrior, and we will welcome them home as the heroes that they are.
The ranking Republican on the House Veterans Affairs Committee, Steve Beyer of Indiana, also says improvements have been made. But Beyer fired a shot at Democrats, a shot that Democrats fired a few years ago at the Bush administration.
No, when somebody enters the military, you make sure that they're properly trained, they're properly equipped, so you don't have to take care of them for the rest of their life.
A Legion member from Juneau County, Teddy Duckworth, says he expects more political back and forth between now and the November elections. But Duckworth warns some veterans' problems may take a while to surface.
In every theater of war, from World War I to today, there are issues that crop up that are unforeseen during the combat zone, such as the Persian Gulf illnesses that cropped up. And these people are still in the Persian Gulf, and they're in Afghanistan, and there's conditions and issues and insects.
Duckworth was Wisconsin State Legion commander in 2005. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.